In a press conference at the state capitol, local labor leaders marked the anniversary of the Occupational Safety and Health Act by reading the names of workers killed on the job.
Kirk Klink.
In a press conference at the state capitol, local labor leaders marked the anniversary of the Occupational Safety and Health Act by reading the names of workers killed on the job.
Kirk Klink of Allentown, Wisconsin. Paul Merkley of Neenah, Wisconsin. Carl Bramschreiber of Rosendale.
In 2011, 89 workers died in Wisconsin. More than 74,000 were injured. OSHA has 36 safety inspectors in the state. Former state AFL-CIO president David Newby says OSHA is underfunded.
Their budget amounts to $4.17 per worker per year. That's how much American society values the lives, the safety, and the health of American workers.
The Occupational Safety and Health Act was passed 42 years ago. Since then, hazards have changed, along with methods to detect and prevent them. Jim Schultz is a member of the Wisconsin Committee on Occupational Safety and Health. He says federal laws need updating,
such as expanding on the permissible exposure limits that workers are allowed to be exposed to when it comes to chemicals in the workplace, many of which have not been upgraded since the 70s. And we're based on very old, very bad science.
A bill updating OSHA was introduced in Congress after a deadly Texas fertilizer plant explosion. The fertilizer plant was last inspected by the agency in 1985. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.